The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
The day started for me during the afternoon. My younger sister, she was probably being about 14 then, living with my mum in a little cottage, well, a tiny little two-bedroom cottage in a little country lane in Somerset, rang me to say, "Mum's been stabbed." They had moved away a few years earlier. I was in North London where I lived with my wife, and just stunned to hear that, and just couldn't believe it. And she'd been taken to a hospital and she was in intensive care.
So what had happened on that day?
What happened was, it was a very hot day like today. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. My young sister was in school down in the nearby town. The town was charred, and this little lane that my mum lived in and my sister lived in probably had about 30 houses in it.
So was it very... I'm not familiar with this particular part of the world, but was it very, very kind of country-fied?
Very rural, very rural. In fact, right. Her bungalow was right on the edge of rolling fields and rolling Somerset countryside.
So the most unlikely place to ever have
Absolutely.
Any kind of violent crime going
Absolutely.
On.
Yeah. You know, the people next door had the house where this would once been the barn. Across the road was a rural farm. It had the classic five-bar gate in the tree-lined lane, you know, and there were about 30 houses there, some old retired people. It went down to a little war memorial, and there was a church there where my mum did the flowers. She was retired there. She was in her 60s then, and my father had died a number of about 10 years earlier. So this was a little cottage which, would you believe, she called Pax House, which is Latin, of course, for peace. And she had a beautiful garden there.
So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, your sister was at school, your mum was there in the house on her own?
Yes.
So what happened?
She saw a man go past the window. So give you the picture, there was like a drop-down path at the side of her bungalow, which faced onto the fields with a little wall, sort of 3 feet-high wall, and she saw a man pass her living room window. And she went to the porch door, and there was a young man there, he was a 23-year-old young man, who was living with the parents of his girlfriend right at the other end of this lane, 30, 40 houses down the lane. And
so did she kind of knew him, did she?
She recognised him. She'd never had any dealings with him or spoken to him, as I understood, but she did recognise him, which you would do, I suppose, in a little country lane like that and a little village where she'd been for 10 years. And she said, "What do you want?" And he pushed the door open and he said, "I've come to rape you." And she said, "Don't be silly." At which he started pushing her through the door, and unbelievably, he was wearing black leather gloves and had a knife with a homemade handle with string wrapped round it, according to the police, and he started stabbing her. And she put her arms up to defend herself, and she was being stabbed in, she thought, being punched, because I suppose adrenaline kicks in, so she's put her hands across her face to defend herself, and he stabbed her a total of 22 times.
Oh, my God.
One knife wound was within half an inch of her heart. She was pushed back through the room, fell over the settee, was being stabbed in the back, the buttocks, the legs, the thighs, and dropped down behind the settee. And he made off, leaving her for dead.